Hey, hello, 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 and once again, welcome back to this week's podcast on global technology news by What's New on the net.com website. It's April 17th, 2022, and in the studio is your host, Saurabh Goswala. In the next 10 minutes or so, I shall give you a lowdown on all the important things that have happened in big tech, small tech, whatever. But only news that you can use. So here goes. This week saw the launch of two web browsers, albeit of different nature. The first was by search engine DuckDuckGo. It may have begun as a private search engine, but on Tuesday it debuted a web browser to run on Macs. For now in beta, DuckDuckGo for Mac on the desktop is out and DuckDuckGo for Windows will be coming soon. It now allows the company to compete with rivals Brave, Chrome, Edge, and Safari. The browser relies on DuckDuckGo's private search engine as the default option. And let me tell you, after Google search engine, one of the most popular search engines is DuckDuckGo because of its privacy-oriented policy. The second browser that came online was by Opera on Friday. It was in January 2022 that Opera had launched its crypto browser. It has now launched this version for iOS. The Opera Crypto Browser, for Windows, Mac and Android, is a dedicated Web3 browser with a built-in non-custodial crypto wallet. Built for crypto experts and novices alike, it provides a streamlined and comprehensible user experience with decentralized apps, games and metaverse platforms. Among its features is a news and data aggregator called Crypto Corner, a dedicated start page with live crypto information and updates, crypto asset prices and gas fees, as well as crypto events, airdrops, and even podcasts. It brings together all the information you need to both learn about and stay up to date on the world of crypto. Now we all know that Microsoft issues patches for its software vulnerabilities every Tuesday. In this Tuesday's patch for the month of April, Microsoft addressed a total of 128 security vulnerabilities spanning across its software product portfolio, including Windows, Defender, Office, Exchange Server, Visual Studio, and Print Spooler, to name a few. 10 of the 128 bugs fixed are rated critical, 115 are rated important, and 3 are rated moderate in severity, with one of the flaws listed as publicly known and another under active attack at the time of the patch release. The updates are in addition to 26 other flaws resolved by Microsoft in its Chromium-based Edge browser since the start of the month. YouTubers, hear some news. Like in TikTok, YouTube Shorts this week launched a feature that will allow creators to incorporate a short video segment from another user's YouTube video or Shorts video when creating new Shorts content. Essentially part of the remix feature by YouTube Shorts, earlier creators could add audio from other videos to their own. YouTube videos across the platform will be immediately opted into remixing by default. That means if a creator doesn't want their content remixed into Shorts, they have to opt out from YouTube Studio, the company explained. There's just one exception to this rule: music videos with copyrighted content from YouTube's music partners are not eligible to be remixed.
Here is a shout out to founders, co-founders, CEOs, CTOs and C-suite guys of tech unicorns, businesses and startups around the world. Come share your business story on our weekly podcast. CEO Speak is a new slot we have introduced in which the top management of tech companies can tell the rest of their community of their success, their struggles, and so on. Plus, as a bonus, the same will also be published on our website whatsnewonthenet.com. Get your invite by writing into us at whatsnewonthenet.com, at gmail.com.
So now moving on to our startups segment. Analytics are vital to every webmaster, but the options to acquire reliable data that adheres to all the new anti-tracking and privacy-focused rules in place across the globe is challenging. Metromo, an analytics startup from Florida in the USA, believes that it offers the ideal product for site owners to add to their websites so that they can track their visitors in a compliant manner. Metromo claims it is privacy-focused, so clients' data is never shared with advertisers or third parties. Instead, the platform charges their clients a basic fee to cover the cost of their service. Pricing is based on a sliding scale and is dependent on the number of page views a website receives. For websites that get 250 or less page visits, the service is free. Page tracking analytics is relatively complicated for webmasters because it is difficult for them to know what the underlying technology uses to track their visitors. The service is not difficult to use. Metromo offers an easy-to-install, single line of code that must be added to the body of the page the webmaster wishes to track. The system has a simple dashboard that gives users access to the most necessary set of statistics, without getting too complicated. Also, they pledge that all data collected is owned by the client and never used for anything other than offering basic information about page view count.
A word of caution. Listeners are strongly advised to do their due diligence before buying or downloading any of the startups featured here. Startup profiles are only for information purposes, and this podcast does not vouch for any of their features.
Okay, folks, so this is it. We are at the end of this week's podcast. Please subscribe. It helps motivate the whole team. This is your host, Saurabh Goswala, signing off for now. Adieu.